about a year and a half ago, I guess it was Obama's second to last year in office, I got invited out to the White House for what was essentially a White House Insta-meet. They brought out a number of storytellers from across the country to show up and tell stories of the White House in their own unique way. And what's interesting about the White House is that for years, for centuries, there were no cameras and no phones allowed at the White House. You show up, and for most everybody who just does a simple tour, you have to just like leave that stuff in the secret security, in the Secret Service office, I think. I don't know. I'd never been to the White House before, but that's what I'm told. And for this trip, it was actually the very first time that they ever allowed people to bring in cameras, that they ever allowed people to bring in their phones. It was also the first time that they ever allowed people to go with their cameras, with their phones, beyond the stanchions. You know, normally you're just allowed to walk in the hallways and in certain little areas, but we were allowed to go anywhere within the White House. And of course, we had security with us and stuff. And because we were given this exclusive opportunity, in my mind, I was in full-on creative mode. I can do anything I want. I'm the first person to do this. I'm the first person to do that. And so I started thinking, what are some compelling photos I can take? And so I just started touching stuff, figuring out, you know, what would be interesting to like have my hand in a photo doing something. It's this idea of kind of a reveal of being like, oh, I'm revealing this experience in the White House to you guys. So I'm using my hand to kind of show this reveal. And I started touching curtains and I started kind of just pulling them aside and photographing, you know, the exterior of the White House through the bulletproof glass windows with my hand parting the curtains. And I'd maybe touched 5-6 curtains before I heard a hey, and I look behind me and there's this Secret Service guard walking towards me, marching towards me is maybe a better word for it, and he is not happy and he's like, you are not allowed to touch those. And it turns out that these are like 250-year-old drapes. You know, these have seen so many presidents and they're definitely not for people to touch. And I just kind of said, nobody told me I'm not allowed to touch stuff. And they're like, it's a museum. Like, you can't, you know. But I ended up being all right. I kind of talked my way out of it. I think that they understood that everybody who goes to the White House is just excited. They're honored. And so that's the story of the time when I almost got kicked out of the White House.
That's awesome.